It was not long before the great battle was joined, for Morgoth knew much of what was done and designed by his foes, and had laid his plans against the hour of their assault. Already a great force out of Angband was drawing near to Hithlum, while another and greater went to meet Maedhros to prevent the union of the powers of the kings. And those that came against Fingon were clad all in dun raiment and showed no naked steel, and thus were already far over the sands of Unfoglith before their approach became known. Then the hearts of the Noldor grew hot, and their captains wished to assail their foes on the plain, but Fingon spoke against this. "Beware of the guile of Morgoth, lords," he said. "Ever his strength is more than it seems, and his purpose other than he reveals. Do not reveal your own strength, but let the enemy spend his first in assault on the hills." For it was the design of the kings that Maedhros should march openly over the Unfoglith with all his strength, of elves and of men and of dwarves. And when he had drawn forth, as he hoped, the main armies of Morgoth in answer, then Fingon should come on from the west, and so the might of Morgoth should be taken as between hammer and anvil, and be broken to pieces. And the signal for this was to be the firing of a great beacon in Dorthonion. But the captain of Morgoth in the west had been commanded to draw out Fingon from his hills by whatever means he could. He marched on, therefore, until the front of his battle was drawn up before the stream of Sirion, from the walls of the Barad Aethel to the fen of Serech, and the outposts of Fingon could see the eyes of their enemies. But there was no answer to his challenge, and the taunts of his orcs faltered as they looked upon the silent walls and the hidden threat of the hills. Then the captain of Morgoth sent out riders with tokens of parley, and they rode up before the very walls of the outworks of the Barad Aethel. With them they brought Gelmir, son of Gwilin, a lord of Nargothrond, whom they had captured in the Bragolach and had blinded. And their heralds showed him forth, crying, "We have many more such at home, but you must make haste if you would find them, for we shall deal with them all when we return." "Even so." And they hewed off Gelmir's arms and legs and left him.